Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Israel is a life-changing experience. We encourage you to visit the land of Israel and to support Israel in your prayers and in government policy. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Sean Akers, the dean of the Helms School of Government at Liberty University. Sean, Liberty Counsel in 2014 was blessed to be able to have Christians in Defense of Israel become part of Liberty Counsel, joining now with our 150,000 self-identified supporters of Israel, with 90,000 coming from Christians in Defense of Israel. We now have about 250,000 or so people that are part of a support list, supporters of Christians in Defense of Israel, that is now a ministry focused specifically and solely on Israel. And you've been to Israel. It's a life-transforming experience.
You know, Matt, the work that Liberty Counsel has done on this issue really is amazing. You've taken an opportunity to share the trips that you and I have made to Israel, the work that you've done in Israel with the constituency of Liberty Counsel, and really opened that door. And now they can make those same type trips to Israel. And having been on one of those that Liberty Counsel organized, I've got to tell you, it really is a special event. There are tours of Israel, and then there's really experiencing the land from both a spiritual and a business and a political and an economic and a defense scenario. This is a very thick experience, and you see that when we relate to the state of Israel, it's not just a one-dimensional or two-dimensional relationship. This really is a thick friendship between two nations that share a Judeo-Christian foundation.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Not only do we have on our trips the Liberty Ambassador Council tours, visits to all the biblical, historical, spiritual sites that are powerful, but unlike other tours, we introduce you to other aspects of Israel that other tours just simply don't do. Many tours, most tours, frankly, you'll visit Israel and you'll never meet a real Jewish person. But not so on our trips, because we will introduce you to the military, the political, the academic leadership, the business side, and other individuals such as Holocaust survivors. You'll get a chance to be with a Holocaust survivor for a personal experience with them for an hour and a half or so, where they share their story, and you get a chance to see them, to greet them, to ask questions. Now, this is a limited window that's closing. They're not going to be around for a long time. You don't just see them on a screen or a video. You actually get a chance to do that, but you get a chance to see them personally. We get a chance to visit a real active military base that's in a very strategic place in Israel. And in some cases, the last time we were there, we got a chance to see the F-16s take off. You got a chance to feel the thrust of the engines, literally, and the heat of those engines as they're warming up these F-16s, and get a chance to talk to these young men and women who are the pilots and the co-pilots of these amazing pieces of equipment that have Israeli technology in them that only Israel has. So you really get a whole different perspective. You get a chance to meet with and talk with members of the Knesset, their parliament, their legislative body, and others as well. So it's a real experience, and you come away not only with a spiritual dimension, but a whole different appreciation. So when you're seeing Israel on the news, you can say, I've been there. I talked to someone who was in that leadership role. We had Mark Regev, who was the international spokesman for the prime minister. And during the war against Gaza, you saw him on CNN all the time. Well, you would have had a chance to meet him, talk with him, ask him questions. So we have, the Lord has really opened up so many amazing doors of blessing for Liberty Counsel to Israel, and we want to be able to share those opportunities with individuals.
You know, Matt, that's important on so many levels. I remember when we were visiting the Supreme Court of Israel, beautiful structure, beautiful architecture, but you're overwhelmed also by a common sense of history. There's a writer named Russell Kirk that's done really good work in tracing these ideas that we tend to think of as American ideas, these Judeo-Christian presumptions, this worldview that goes not just back to Europe, but all the way back to Jerusalem. And you're standing there, and you're getting to see that this idea of what's right and what's wrong, and justice versus vengeance, and the way that courts should be objective, the rule of law, all of these ideas that have made their way over into American society, they came from this common Bible that arose from this very land, and to see it revive there. You mentioned earlier that after almost extinction, the Hebrew language being spoken in every corner of Israel. Policy is done in Hebrew. Business is done in Hebrew. Defense is done in Hebrew. This is an amazing time to be a friend of the state of Israel.
It really is. I mean, Israel is a miracle. It's a miracle that they came through, the Jewish people, through the attempted annihilation by the Nazis of the Jewish people. And in fact, instead of being annihilated, it's kind of like what happened in Esther. There was a time, March 7 was the day, all of you Jews are going to die. Well, all of the Jews didn't die. The decree could not be changed, but another decree was issued. You can fight. And they fought. And guess what? They celebrate the Feast of Purim today, not the destruction. Nazi Germany, as bad as it was, as horrible as it was, out of the ashes of the bodies that were destroyed and burned by the Nazis, sprung the flower of the nation of Israel in 1948. I mean, how amazing is that? And then you have the 67 and the 73 wars. Israel should not have won those, but not only did they win, they advanced in those wars. So God has been with Israel, and it's amazing to see the land of Israel and to interface with the Jewish people. Rivka Kedron was the special advisor to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. She knows everyone in Israel as well as in the United States, Jewish leaders, and she works with Israel as the special advisor to the Liberty Ambassador Council. I should say she works for Liberty Council regarding Israel as the special advisor to the Liberty Ambassador Council program, and she's been working with us since 2013.
You know, Rivka does incredible work. She's one of those people that is as well connected as one can be, and she's really opened doors for the people that go on a Liberty Council trip to experience things that there's just no way that you would experience otherwise. These are not your ordinary, typical tours of seeing things from the bus window and standing in the same lines that everyone else does. This really is an opportunity. I'll never forget seeing that group of people standing there so close to those F-16s and listening to the pilots with their very common sense approach to how they get up in the morning and view their day and how they climb into the cockpit and what their objectives are. It really is an amazing experience.
It really is. Well, we're going back to Israel May 17 through 26, and we'll be making other trips to Israel in the future as well. But that's our next scheduled trip for the VIP Liberty Ambassador Council tour, not only to see the biblical sites. And if you've been there to see the biblical sites, you're going to have the best tour guide that I know that's part of our tour at that time. You'll have an amazing experience. But in addition to what you have seen, if you've been there before, you're going to see things you've never seen before because we provide other opportunities for you as well. You can go to ambassadorcouncil.com, ambassadorcouncil.com, or call us at 800-671-1776 for more information about how you and others can be a part of our trip to Israel in May of 2015.
You know, Matt, one of the things that you can also do is when we talk about being an ambassador, a goodwill ambassador for the state of Israel, this is an opportunity for the American people as the sovereign to conduct foreign policy by standing up and doing what maybe the United States as an administration hasn't done.
Exactly. You know, one of the things that I say to the Israeli people is that even though our government currently may waver in terms of its support of Israel, that's not so with the American people. There is strong support across this country by the American people, bipartisan support, frankly, for Israel. You can be part of that voice. Go to libertycouncil.com, ambassadorcouncil.org for more information on the trip to Israel. I encourage you to join us. I encourage you to pray about joining us there. You say, well, it may not be safe to go to Israel. You know what? It's probably safer to go to Israel than it is to Washington, D.C. There's more homicides in Washington, D.C. than there are murders in all of Israel, and that's when the D.C. homicides are at their low end. Nobody thinks about going to D.C. to visit a museum. Frankly, I would rather be there in a land that has survived through millennia of history than any place in the world. Go with us. You will be blessed and amazed at what you see, what you experience, and the long-term impact of going there will have on you, your spiritual life, your reading of the Bible, and your advocacy for the land of Israel. Go to ambassadorcouncil.com, ambassadorcouncil.com, and sign up for our next trip, May 17 through 26, in the land of Israel. Go there or call us at 800-671-1776.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.